Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Portland Pilot Show. We do this show every Monday night at 10 p.m. Well, actually about 10:02 Pacific time. And, of course, we appreciate you listening. If you can't listen live, and I know many of you people are not able to, but you certainly, by the big audience we get, listen to the podcast. And the way to do that is go to www.blogtalkradio.com. And then just punch in the Portland Pilot Show. You'll get every single show that we have ever done. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. But quite frankly, the reason this show is so successful and wildly popular, and we've got a huge audience tonight, is because of Jason Breaux, the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland. Jason, nice to talk to you again. And how's your summer been?
Summer's been great, but we are officially in season mode as women's soccer started last week, men's soccer starting this week, and as you saw earlier today, the recruiting continues on a year-round basis, and men's basketball just announced an incoming point guard that's going to start classes here in a couple weeks, so summer's pretty much in the rear view for us now as we're excited to start the 16-17 school year.
It's a little bit frightening, but it's exciting how this has just flown by.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, the sporting world right now with the Olympics going on, a lot of excitement there. Pilots being represented both on the track as well as on the soccer pitch. And that's a good lead in for what will hopefully be a great year. And it's crazy how early the school starts now, but we'll have, students coming back to campus here and just over 2 weeks, so we're on our way, and we're ready for another exciting year here on the Bluff.
Yes, and three of those students, I'm very proud of this. I work with the teenage volunteers over at Adventist Hospital. As I've mentioned before, Jason, they're going to be pilots, and they are excited. They're pumped up. They're tremendous young people, all three of them. Could do every single job as a volunteer, which is not easy, which is a real credit to University of Portland. So I'm happy for them, and they're going to be unbelievable people as they grow in their life.
Well, it sounds like they're great representatives already, and that will continue to be fostered when they get on campus. That's one of the main pillars of University of Portland education is service and community. So we're excited to have them, and hopefully they'll be big sports fans as well and come out to some games and cheer on their fellow students.
I've already told them if they don't look me up during the basketball season or beyond, they're going to be in big trouble. Hey, talk about the pilots in the Olympics, Jason. I think that's really cool. There's nothing bigger than the Olympics, and it's gotten off to a rousing start in Rio, and it's fun to have somebody you know in that, though.
Absolutely, and you know those familiar with the soccer and the University of Portland soccer tradition. You know, Christine Sinclair is what many consider the best female soccer player in the world, and she anchors a Canadian team. She's been their team captain for over a decade now. I believe this is her fourth Olympic Games with them. Led them to their first medal in London 4 years ago when they won bronze, and many thought they kind of got a raw deal from the referee in the semifinal match against the United States. And she had a hat trick in that game, and her former teammate Megan Rapinoe, who's a member of the U.S. women's team, also had a goal in that game. So I think the pilots had four goals in that semifinal game in the Olympics 4 years ago. Well, Sinclair's back at it again. She's got a couple goals and a couple assists already. And as Canada's off to a 2-0 start in group play, and one of her teammates, Sophie Schmidt, was also a standout for us on the Bluff, and she started one game and played in both games for Canada. And we mentioned Megan Rapinoe. She was kind of been turned into a star among women's soccer players around the world and in the country for the United States. Unfortunately, had her third torn ACL less than 9 months ago, but she was able to rehab and get herself back, and she made the Olympic team roster. So she's with the team. She hasn't played yet, but just to be able to recover so quickly from such a devastating injury and make the roster, we're hoping that she gets some playing time as the tourney progresses, but she's still coming back from rehab. And then, we have a little bit of a history with the country of Guam sending University of Portland track runners. Derek Mandel went 8 years ago, I believe, or maybe it was 4 years ago, to the London Olympics, but he was a member of our track team. And now Josh Lustra, who was also just a recent grad and graduated through the university, another Guam runner from on our track team, was represented, and him and Derek sent us a picture of them at the opening ceremony. So really a lot of excitement there. He'll be participating in the 800 meter run, and you know, he's not going to be breaking any world records, but just to be able to represent his country and competing at that level and being a part of the Olympic Games is just phenomenal.
Hey, Jason, talk a little bit about the basketball signing, which was announced today. And you know, I thought in your release, which is always excellent, I know you and Adam Lindman are awesome on all these things and everybody else involved, but once again, it's intriguing, the quote about the signee and wanting to play for Coach Terry Porter.
Yeah, and, you know, Bob Cantu did a good job of tracking down a lot of different information on Andre Ferguson, who is the 6 foot point guard that the Pilots officially signed today and made it official, and we're excited about him. He came on a visit last Friday and committed while he was on campus and after he'd got a chance to run and play with some of our guys. And so it's an exciting signing. You know, one of the things that Coach Porter mentioned, you know, as he's evaluated the roster and looked at the talent level and what we need, is he identified that one of the deficiencies we have is people who have the ability to handle the ball and distribute and make plays. And, you know, Alec Wayne guard Jazz Johnson's a great combo guard that's going to play a lot of minutes, but not a lot of other quality ball handlers, especially with the loss of Bryce Presley to graduation, someone who filled that role in a very large capacity. They felt they had an immediate need to get somebody who could come in and, you know, if, you know, give Alec a breather and just be able to make plays and, you know, run the offense. And so when they found Andre, who played, you know, 4 years at Pacific Hills High School in Los Angeles before taking a prep school year last year in the New England prep school circuit, they found a guy who was kind of a diamond in the rough. You know, he'd originally been committed to Texas Tech and then, you know, decommitted there and was looking at South Florida, but the academic allegations that have come down over them recently kind of turned him off to that. Missouri was showing interest, and so his skill set fit the needs, and Coach Bob Cantu, with a lot of his contacts in the Southern California area, was able to reach out, get him on campus, and the coaches liked what they saw. And obviously, if you're a point guard and you have a chance to play for Terry Porter, I think there's a lot of appeal there. So it was a very good match, and they think that the coaches, you know, talking with all the different coaches individually, all of them think that, you know, Andre is going to be someone that can come in and help the Pilots right away.
And, you know, I've said it before, and I hope people pay attention, Terry Porter and Bob Cantu, and not to slight anyone else, but Bob Cantu is going to be huge at University of Portland. That guy is so wired in. Full disclosure, he's a very good friend of mine. I don't care. He's also very good professionally. He knows what he's doing, Jason. And to mix him with the rest of that staff, a crucial hire and a big-time guy in the basketball world.
Absolutely. You know, and Bob's resume speaks for itself with the number of NBA players he recruited to USC during his 12 years there and did a nice job for a few years at UTEP. And, you know, I mean, we've talked about it a little bit, but getting somebody of his caliber to basically leave, you know, an established position that he had at UTEP and come to the University of Portland, I don't care if it's University of Portland, Gonzaga, St. Mary's, or anybody, there hasn't been a coach of his pedigree and caliber that has willingly, you know, come onto a WCC bench. And I would say the same for Ben Johnson, you know, Portland's other assistant coach, you know, who is from the Dick Bennett coaching tree and who was credited with recruiting Clay Thompson to Washington State and Brock Modum and Aaron Baines, a couple guys who are on Australia's Olympic team and doing good things, you know, so to get those two guys to willingly leave, you know, positions that they had chosen to be in, not necessarily being fired from a staff and looking to transition and get back into the coaching circle, but actively choosing to come and sit on the bench next to Terry Porter and coach with the resumes that they bring, you know, I'd put our entire coaching staff up against everybody in the West Coast Conference or any mid-major for that matter.
Great analysis there for usual. Jason, let's close it down tonight with a little bit of synopsis about the fall sports here coming up. As you said, teams opening practice. Everybody will be on campus very soon, and teams are already working out. And it's looking to be a pretty good year, I think, in soccer and volleyball, and, of course, always the great cross country.
Yeah, it's going to be it's really exciting. You know, Scott Lakem and I were talking, and there's just a lot of energy going into this year with, you know, we mentioned some coaching changes and some opportunities there and the excitement that Terry's brought to campus. But you look at our fall sports seasons and women's soccer with just their great history, a couple national championships, and expect them to bounce back after a couple rough years. They have a very good freshman recruiting class, a lot of local kids that they're expecting to make good impacts. They've got a couple players coming back from injury that should help. So you like to think that they're going to get back on the winning track. Men's soccer with Nick Carlin Voigt, we've talked over the last 6 months about what he's been able to do in a short time, putting together such a good, high-quality recruiting class, top 15 in the nation. There's a lot of excitement around what he's done already here in the local community and building that roster, and also a lot of good quality returners from the previous staff that Bill Irwin left behind that are going to be good players. So that's going to be an interesting mix where I think they're going to compete right off the bat in the West Coast Conference. Volleyball, you mentioned the trajectory that Brent Crouch has been on. From a program when he took over that had won 0 wins a year before to last year earning a top 25 win and competing in a very difficult West Coast Conference. They've added an All-American caliber high school setter, a big-time transfer from UNLV, and only lost one key impact player from last year. So that continues to go in the right direction. Men's cross country, we've talked about it repeatedly, and Rob Connor will have them back in nationals. That's just what he does. He's one of the best coaches in America, and I think the other team to watch out for that could potentially have a breakout season and really establish themselves is our women's cross country team. And Ian Soloff's been a great coach and done great things. And based on the track performance of some of our distance runners and what he has coming in, you know, I think they feel like if they could stay healthy, they could make a run at their first nationals appearance in school history. So there's a lot of excitement going into the fall season, not to mention, you know, as we've talked about with basketball coming up on the heels of that. But there's going to be a lot of good athletics going on here on the Bluff, and should be exciting. Fans should definitely come out and check some of the sports maybe they're not used to checking out.
And, Jason, I couldn't get through the program. I was praying. I was hoping. We got such a large following on this program and a huge audience. I knew it was going to happen. A text here from a listener, Roger, actually in Philomath, Oregon. Now, you and I both know where Philomath is. A lot of people might not. It's just west of Corvallis. He wants to know any news on the Far West Classic.
We are getting oh so close, Greg. I know I've been teasing that for about 2 months now, but I would anticipate the details about the Far West Classic and how that structure is going to come out will be announced here within the next week or two, I would hope. And that will probably coincide with our West Coast Conference schedule, which we're hoping to finalize. I've gotten some early reports that should hopefully be released in public here in the next week or so. So I think the complete schedule, including details of the Far West Classic, hopefully, I'll put the asterisks on it, along with the West Coast Conference schedule, will be announced here within the next 7 to 10 days would be the goal.
Okay, one more, Jason. Here we go with
and I will
questions.
Tease it further,
I
Greg.
Apologize.
I think you're going to be – Yeah, I'll tease that a little bit more. You're going to be excited if it comes to fruition with how we look like it's going to be set up. I think people are going to be excited about it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that very much. And here's Jane weighing in. There's about 25 questions here. I'm trying to pick out two. I apologize, but Jane has a question. She wants to know, this is a very good question. This is something I've thought about. Does a volleyball team – she knows the basketball team practices in the Beauchamp Center. Does the volleyball team work out there? Good question.
Yeah, that is a great question. And so all of our teams, the main goal is to get them practicing in the Child Center, as that's the home facility, and we want them as comfortable as possible in there. But as you know, when you have, you know, men's and women's basketball and volleyball and an overlapping season and other events going on in the Child Center, court's not always available. So, yes, that third practice court where, our teams that can be a dedicated varsity athletics practice court is made for both basketball and volleyball specific. And we have technology set up in terms of, you know, installed cameras so that they can, basically plug and play all their computers, do their video breakdown, and capture everything from a volleyball perspective. So, yes, volleyball does practice in the Beauchamp Center as do men's and women's basketball when the overflow opportunities force them in there. And that's been a very good and valuable resource for both volleyball and basketball teams.
And finally, Jason, this guy would kill me if I didn't get this in. Alex wants me to tell you that he really fooled me this week. He didn't fool me, but he thinks he fooled me when he sent me an email saying that the Pilots are going to charge $5 for parking this year on campus. That is not happening, Alex. I know you think it's April Fool's, but it's not. My good buddy Alex, who never misses our program, though, Jason, we love him, and never misses a Pilot event. Free parking, beautiful, 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 correct?
Absolutely. No changes. Someone's just trying to get you all worked up, Greg, and then no charge parking in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. And in closing, Jason, anything you want to get out there, just fire away.
Yeah, you know, I just think, you know, we've talked about it a lot with the fall sports coming up. It's a great family environment. You know, basketball is such a fun place to bring the kids to. I'd say soccer and volleyball as well. So for those parents out there, grandparents, and you have kids, have them join the Pilots Kids Club. $10, they get pretty much just about every home sporting event for the year they get free admission to. They'll get a T-shirt. They'll get some other things. The Pilots Kids Club, go to the website, portlandpilots.com/kidsclub. Get the information. Bring the kids out. They'll have a blast. It's fun. They get to meet the players, get to interact. You feel like you're right on top of the action, whether it's soccer, basketball, or volleyball. So I just think it's a great place to bring kids and expose them to some great sporting events and athletics.
Great job tonight, Jason. As always, we'll talk to you again next Monday night when we'll continue our journey with fall sports and maybe break down soccer and volleyball even more and talk a little basketball and facilities. Always a fun time at the University of Portland.
We'll talk about some television opportunities. We'll talk about some television opportunities that we've got lined up for the fall. We should be able to announce that on next Monday as well.
Oh, that'll be terrific. We always love TV. Hey, great job, Jason. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday night when we got a lot of good information that may be coming out per usual on this show. And hopefully I'll be done with this hacking cough by then. Thank you, Jason Bro, Associate Athletic Director, University of Portland. Thank you, listening audience. You're great. Your questions are great. Sorry I can't get to every single one. I apologize, but, hey, we may do a program of just questions one night. That would be fun with Jason. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to make your free throws.